David Yanez, and welcome to Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of our broadcast today. I hope that you are being blessed, and I hope that God is touching you in some way, because then I know I'm doing my job if I'm getting you excited about faith, excited about what things are going. It's amazing that we've been on the air in your area, and we're hoping that we're being a blessing to you. We really do. I just recently got back from Peru, and it was an amazing trip. One thing I've noticed that God does is that God will go before you. God will go and do things before you even get there. God will change things before you even get there. And it's amazing, amazing, amazing. See, God do that every time. I went to South Africa, and before I got there, people were seeing gold flakes, like sparkles in their hands. And throughout that whole time, people start getting gold all over their body, and people start getting healed. And I have plenty of testimonies about that, and we'll talk about that in another show, but I want to talk about Peru today, and it was amazing, amazing trip. So before I went there, the pastor of the assembly that organized the whole thing, and it's my first trip to Peru, so it was amazing to go in there. In fact, it was my first trip that I found out that I had to go into the security office at the passport when I was coming through with my passport at the customs office, because apparently somebody had a passport like mine, and they declared it was stolen, so or lost, and had to go through a couple of things. So I knew God was going to do something good, because the minute I got off the plane, I'm going through customs, they pull me aside, I'm in there for 20 minutes, explaining why I'm there, explaining what I'm going to be doing in their country, and we see some crazy things happen. But anyway, I finally get my bags, finally get to where I'm waiting for the people, and I'm always, for some reason, whatever country I go to, I'm always waiting for the people, except in Kenya. In Kenya, my guy Sammy, he's there. He is right there when I get off the plane every single time, and I'm excited because he's a good brother of mine, Bishop Sammy. But over there in Peru, I'm waiting for I don't know the language. I'm sorry. I don't speak Spanish as much as I should. I hope to speak it one day fluently, but I can order taco burritos and enchiladas. That's probably the best I can do. And I'm waiting there for my contact to come over and talk to me. And I don't see anyone that I know. It's my first time in the country. So I just sit there. I usually just stand there at a place and just wait. And just wait for someone to come up and say my name or say, hey, are you so-and-so? And someone did. So it was another pastor that was part of the big crusade that we did, and he was there waiting with me with Pastor Albert was on his way. Well, do you know that before Pastor Albert came to meet me, he was in his yard working and getting things cleaned and stuff, and he fell down. And when he fell down, he really messed up his knee really bad. So that's why he had to send his friend to meet me, because he had to clean up and try and be able to walk to come and see me. But do you know what happened? Right when he came up and I met the pastor that greeted me, and he said, Pastor Albert's parking the car. He's gonna be there in a few minutes. And in a few minutes, Pastor Albert came around and he gave me a hug, and he just said, oh, God bless you. Good to meet you. Let's go get you to your hotel, get you some dinner, and we have services in the morning. So we kind of fellowshipped and greeted each other. We went and did this. Well, on Sunday, he was testifying. It may have been Sunday or one of the other days that we're preaching at his church, but he was testifying that the day he fell and got hurt, that he really had to work to manage himself to go to the airport to pick me up. So when he went to the airport to pick me up, he went over there, and the minute he hugged me, he testified, the minute he hugged me, God healed his leg. He had no more pain in his body. It wasn't swollen anymore. God healed his leg. Now, that's an amazing testimony. Now, that happened before in Hawaii. The Pastor Marcia was coming to meet me at the airport. She never met me before. She was just questioning, well, I know that they put this organized this event, but she really didn't know who I was. But you know what? God will go before you. The Bible says in His Word that God will go before you. He will go before you. And she had hurt her arm in some way, and it's been hurting for, I think, several weeks or so. And as she went forward to come and meet me and stuff, she went to shake my hand. I shook her hand, and the minute I shook her hand, God healed her. Let me tell you, my friends, you don't have to go over there and explain who you are. You don't have to explain what you're doing. You don't have to go and send business cards and flyers and all this to build what you're doing for God. All you have to do is go. And when you go for God and you're out there doing the work of God, God will go before you. He will move mightily on your behalf, is what the scripture says. And it's amazing to visit countries and see how God does this. Now, one of my segments, I shared probably about three episodes back, that I shared about pastor that had a twisted ankle. And then I prayed for this the second night after her twisted ankle, and she tore up pretty bad. It's swollen. They couldn't give her any therapy. They had to wait for the swelling to go down. So she was in immense pain. But you know what? God will go before you. God will go before you. And God healed her leg. Right there at the altar, God touched her leg. Am I special? Yes. Are you special? Definitely. Will God do this for you? Absolutely. All you have to do is trust in God, that He is sending you forward wherever you go, you're favored. I love the scriptures when the scripture says, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and blessed going out. Do you believe these words? Everything your hand shall touch shall be blessed. This is the promise of God. This is an amazing promise of God. And I found myself in Peru when I was preaching, when I would get to the altar call, or when I talk, share a testimony, that I would see those scriptures in my mind as I preached, and I would recite them over and over and over again, because the Spirit of God was drawing it out. The Spirit of God was pulling it out. And I said, my Bible says, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Wherever I walk into, I'm blessed. When I walk out, I'm blessed. This is God's promise to us. Do you know that first night that we had services? Well, second night we had services, the crusade services. It was amazing. 500 people gave their hearts to Jesus. 500 people gave their hearts to Jesus. That's like an overflow of what has happened in Mexico in December. We had over 1,000 people come to the Lord, and 700 in the first few days. And throughout all the services, roughly about 1,000 people come to the Lord, which is amazing. That is God moving and just doing things. And so Peru was just another upbeat on that. In fact, I enjoy Peru. They have some chicken called pollo a la brasa. Oh, man, I could talk languages when they're talking about food. You ask me in Hindi, you ask me in Swahili, you ask me in Afrikaan, whatever. I know food. But I tell you what, God is good. Because we were able to see so many saved just the first couple of days. In fact, when I was preaching on Sunday morning at one of the, I think it was the host church. Yes, it was the host church. I was preaching there. And I'm praying for the sick. And people are running up to receive Jesus. So much that I had to stop praying for the sick and go get the microphone and do an altar call and make sure who else came in. Who else went to come with the Lord. And we all had over 100 people that morning just run up to the altars and receive Jesus. I'm telling you, God is good. God is amazing. God is powerful. God is able to go before you. And most of all, God is with you. We're going to be right back. We're going to believe God's going to change some things, move some things in your life in just a minute. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. We're excited to see what God is doing and how God is moving and shaking and moving things. I want to encourage you that God is able to change things in your life. No matter where you're at, those things I said in the first segment, believe them. Trust in them. Know that you are with God. I think the biggest thing that we need to know is this, is that what you do will be rewarded in faith. It's hard to say, hold on. It's hard to say, press through. It's even hard to say it's going to be better when things look horrible, when things look like it's not going to change. But But my Bible says in 2 Chronicles 15:7, I believe it's here, "Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Oh my goodness. A lot of it's to do with faith. A lot of it's to do with holding on. A lot of things that happen for you will happen as long as you believe, as long as you hold on, as long as you trust God will move in miraculous, miraculous ways. See, there's times that it's not easy to hold on. Times when you see sick people, and I've prayed for many people at hospitals and many people at different places around the world. I gotta be honest, not everybody gets healed. I don't know. It's not between me and you. It's between you and God. So I don't have the answer why some get healed and why some don't. I don't know. I don't know why in South Africa a lady was there for 51 years blind in one eye. 51 years blind in one eye. And I laid hands on her. Now she's had many people lay hands on her. Many people, many people. But that day, that hour, that second, God moved mightily on her behalf. And she was healed. She sat on the floor after I gently placed my hands on her eyes. I didn't even know that she had eye problems. I'm just going through the line. When I was preaching at this church, really large church, nobody was expecting anything. They didn't know who I was. They played my episode that I had with Sid Roth. They had that playing when I walked through inside the place to go upstairs and wait. And when I came downstairs, the place was packed. They just got a call. "Hey, we got this man of God in. He works in healings and miracles. He's a man of faith. Would you like him?" And the pastor said, "Yeah, we'll bring him in." So they brought me in. I went in there, but they weren't expecting the sermon I preach. How God is a powerful God. How he works in creative miracles. How if we put our faith behind something, whether it's an apron that you tear, or whether it's things that you put together and you send out in faith, that if you believe in faith, then God's going to do something. They didn't expect that. They didn't understand that. They were just grateful that I was there. So when the miracles started breaking out, they didn't know what to do. People rushed me. We had to pull the line back two or three times just to lay hands on everybody. And as we lay hands on them, the faith was there. It's so easy. I'm going to tell you right now. I've been doing this for quite some time now. And I got to say, the faith is easy. The faith is very easy when the area is expecting. The faith is very easy when people are waiting for God to do something. It's amazing. When people are expecting God to do something, it's amazing. I don't know what else to say, but when the faith of the air is stirred, and I say, I've studied some of the great ministers of the past and how they would have to stir the area and get the faith and the atmosphere changed. I've seen that. And in person, I've seen it. I've seen where God would move and change things as long as the atmosphere had faith. Saying that, I've seen so many people come up, and I can't explain why majority of people were getting healed, but not everyone would get healed in a service. I can't say that every service we've seen healings 100%. Now, I have some services where I know that everybody has come back and said that they were healed. But when I was in that service, it was amazing because we've seen how God moved. We've seen how God changed things. We've seen how God did things. And it is a blessing to be used like this. It is a blessing for God to take me and move me into different areas. And it was amazing. Peru was amazing. But when I laid hands on this lady, I had everybody in line. And I'm just walking by laying hands, laying hands, laying hands, laying hands. Some are falling. Some are still not falling. Doesn't matter. God is touching. God is moving. So as I prayed for this lady, I just laid hands on her. She immediately screamed and went on the floor. The pastor looked at me. I said, "Go ahead." He started talking to her in Spanish, getting the information from her. And she said, 51 years. She laid on the, she was on her knees on the floor. And she said, 51 years. 51 years I've been like this. But today, the man of God laid hands on me, and my eyes are healed. Those were her words. And she cried, and she cried. She goes, "Now I can see with both eyes." I don't remember if it's right or the left. It doesn't matter. But the thing is that God touched her eyes, and she was able to see 51 years like that. There may be some of you struggling with something similar. There may be some of you struggling with a pain for many years, just as long. It reminds me of the story of Jesus when Jesus said, My sister has been oppressed for 38 years. And it talked about the lady that was hunched over, oppressed for 38 years. And he freed her and healed her. It's amazing how pain and suffering and things that we see, how it comes against us and holds us and keeps us in doubt. But let me read this scripture again to you. 2 Chronicles 15:7, it says this: Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That goes for your healing, that goes for your ministry, that goes for your business, that goes for your home, that goes for your family. Your prayers are not in vain. The Bible says, effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Let's believe God is availing much in your life. Let's believe God is doing some amazing things. We'll be right back. God bless you. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Welcome back to our last segment of the show. We're talking about God going before you. We're talking about hanging on and being strong. Read to you 2 Chronicles 15:7, that if you hold on, if you're strong, that you will receive the reward. Amen. You will see a reward. I'm talking to you about Peru and amazing, amazing things that happen out there in Peru, and just seeing the people touch and move and healed. It's amazing to go into a country. And I knew Peru was going to be special. I knew that Peru was going to change some things. I knew Peru was going to do some amazing things for my ministry. But also that God spoke to me so clearly, that God actually gave me the plan. I've been waiting for a plan. I hold healing services everywhere. I go around the world, wherever they call. And I know that God has sent me, I go. And I make sure that God is sending me before I go, but I go. And I'm saying, Lord, there has to be something different. And God gave me the plan. It was so clear. Sitting in my hotel room, I just felt the plan of God just birth in me, and it gave me like you know, the little black box in like inventions and stuff. You don't know what that little secret is, what that little key is. That's kind of what happened to me. I found out what's in the box. I know what I'm supposed to do. Things are going to change. Things are going to be powerful. Things are going to be amazing. And this television show is part of what God's will is for us this season. And we're excited to be on the air and excited to be broadcasting and blessing you. So Peru was amazing. And the last night, I just really wanted to just trust God to do amazing, amazing things, to change some things for people as well. The last day that I preached, and the last evening that I preached, I said, Lord, let me leave it all here. Let me leave it all here. I have been preaching every day since I got there. I got there on a Saturday. On Sunday morning, I preached all the way up to Sunday night. I preached the next week. And even before I left, had a prayer meeting with all the pastors. I said, God, let's just change some things. So I invited all the pastors for my flight was at midnight. The airport's probably 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. And we had services at 7:30. And we had a prayer service. It was amazing. So many pastors showed up. We had over 100 people just ready, excited to see what I'm doing. And I want to pray for Peru, pray for the nation, pray for the city of Lima, pray for the church, pray for an intercede for our families. And I had pastors step up and they prayed. I read a scripture or explained something to them and said, this is what we're going to pray on. And I'd point to a pastor, come on up, bringing them in unity. These are pastors from all different parts of Peru that came in for this. Just one, it was a quick prayer meeting that we put together on the second day I was there. I said, this is what we're going to do. Let's get this done. And they were able to get it done, and everybody that showed up was blessed. So it was amazing. I was busy all the way through, and I'm excited when that happens because I know that God is doing something. God is changing something. God is touching people's lives. In that same service where that lady that was 51 years old, that for 51 years she had been blind. I don't know how old she was. She's pretty old. But God healed her. In that same place was a young man that had his cell phone, and I didn't know what he was doing. I thought he was recording me as I prayed, and he's making his way through the crowd, and he's pushing his way through the crowd just to get in front of me. And I pray over him, and he hits the floor under the cell phone. Well, after service, he comes upstairs to share some amazing story. His sister was in a hospital, and she was having so much pain in her body from cancer. It was hurting her stomach, hurting her entire chest area and her stomach area. But the minute that the brother said, listen, this guy, I didn't know he was going to be here. I would have brought you here myself. He goes, but hopefully God can touch you where you're at in your bed while I'm here in the service. He brings his cell phone to the front. And as he brings his cell phone to the front, he passes out in faith. But the anointing went through that cell phone. It went through that cell phone. And where she was at, God touched her, that she felt a soothing relief over all that pain, that her body became hot. And when I finished praying for her brother, she said that the pain had left her. There was no more pain in her body. She felt no more sickness. She didn't feel like she had anything. In fact, she felt something come out of her body when I prayed. And she's in a hospital. And he has a cell phone. So God was doing some amazing things. Of course, we're going to keep you updated on that testimony. See the testimony that comes in from there. But then we had a lady that was a young woman that had been in a car wreck a couple of years back. Well, she was brain damaged. They said she'll never walk normal again, that her mind would not remember how to walk. She was in the about two rows back in this, it's kind of like a theater seating in a building that has theater seating, a very big place. And as I'm doing the altar call, I'm like, don't let anything stop you from receiving Jesus. Don't let anything keep you from what God is doing. Don't let anything change you. Will accept you change for God. I said, come up here if you need Jesus. Do you know, I hadn't even prayed for this woman yet, but she wanted Jesus so bad in her heart, brain damage and all, she got up and walked to the altar, holding on to people as she's walking and walking. Well, she received Jesus in the prayer line. Not only did she receive Jesus in the prayer line, but we prayed for her again. And the pastor was off with her on the side praying after I laid hands, and then he kept praying with her, and she was walking. She was walking. She was walking like normal. I tell you what, God is able to do that. God is able to change things. God is able to move things. God is able to do those amazing, amazing, amazing things every time we believe. This woman was so that she could not walk again. Not normally, that her mind wouldn't remember. But God is able to hear the mind. God is able to heal the mind. I remember my friend Lynn in San Diego. She was coming from my service in Los Angeles, driving to San Diego back home. And she had to pull over with her friend and say, listen, I have to pull over because something's happening in my mind. Something's changing in my mind. I don't know what's happening, but I feel the Holy Ghost touching my mind. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But God is fixing my mind. Do you know that God healed her and she hasn't had any aneurysm since? Right there on the road, she pulled over, and for 20 minutes she sat there as God did something in her brain, did something in her mind. But that's what God does. Just like this brain damaged lady, young girl, that was healed, God did something for her. God moved on her behalf. God changed things on her behalf. Well, not only did that girl get healed, but her brother was in the same accident. Now, he was brain damaged as well, but he had a different thing. His whole body was crooked, and he just couldn't even stand or move. When I had the altar call, he tried to come up, but he could not get out of that chair. That demonic force was on him and keeping him bound. But I walked over there real gently, and they kept pointing to him. As I'm praying, I'm like, I'll get to him. I kept praying for people. I'll get to him. I kept praying until I was finished. And I go, you know what? Sometimes I like handling deliverances at the end. I don't like having to deal with that while I'm praying for the healing of the sick. And pray that my ministry team gets bigger so they can handle that for me. But I walked over there and I just pointed at him. That's it. No more. You're healed in Jesus' name. I command this spirit of infirmity, this unclean spirit that has kept you bound, This paralytic spirit that's kept you bound, I command it to go right now. As I spoke those words, do you know what happened? He was released. He was freed. He was changed. God had done some things for him right there at that second. His body was no more crooked. His smile came back. He was able to walk and talk to us. God is an amazing God. He's an amazing God. He does amazing things, and he wants to do amazing things for you every single day. Every single day, God wants to change things in your life. Every single day, God wants to move things in your life. Every single day, God is moving mightily on your behalf. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, God, for this time. Father, I pray for my brothers and my sisters right now that may be going through a hard time, that may be having a difficult time. Father, I pray that you move strongly and mightily on their behalf. I pray your anointing, Father, drives and chases the things in their lives that aren't supposed to be there. Sickness, disease, addictions. I break those right now. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their...